Hello and welcome to the Dream Depository. I'm Kelly Proudfoot and I look forward to delving into your subconscious to bring back the pearls of wisdom that will hopefully enlighten your waking self. Every 2 weeks I will choose 3 dreams to decipher along with a special message from Varun, the half-man, half-seahorse guardian of the dream world from my fantasy series, The Storming Archives. In this episode, which is the introduction, I'm sharing a couple of my dreams to illustrate my process. The knowledge I use for interpretation includes the Jungian process, psychology, mythology, and my own intuition when my spidey senses tingle. As a side note, see the link in the notes for a blog post I wrote about dreams, which will help deepen your understanding of dreaming, as well as my Pinterest board about dreams. Okay, so I actually chose 3 dreams. We'll see if we have time to go over them. The first one happened in 2015, and I've titled it Message from a UFO. I think it's good to date and title your dreams if you're keeping a dream journal, so if you want to do so, go ahead, but this is simply just to help you understand, and hopefully I'll be able to get to decipher your dreams. So this dream, it was bizarre, and it happened, like I said, in 2015, and it seemed to be directed more at my husband, so I gave him a heads up, because it pertained to his work at the time. In the dream, we were lying in bed and I noticed bright lights outside. Then it seemed like our roof disappeared, or at least became transparent, because we looked up and saw clouds moving fast with what looked like giant wheels coming down. The wheels were like old-fashioned wheels and spokes, almost like, I suppose you could say it was like steampunk. But then long metal probes came out of the clouds. There were 2 of them with glass orbs at the end of them. The probes were thin and they came so close to us that I was afraid they were going to poke our eyes out. The orbs started projecting an image in front of us, which was showing an email with information about my husband's work. He was a QA manager at the time at a candy company, and he was often putting out spot fires at all hours of the day, even when it wasn't his shift. So he would get phone calls through the night, and oftentimes it seemed like he was working 80 hours a week. And in the dream, we were told telepathically that someone higher up would be mad about an issue at his work, but that he would resolve it and they would eventually apologize for blaming him. So when I do interpretation, there are 6 points that I look at. First of all, the themes, and then the symbols, and then the emotions, the archetypes, and then the interpretation and a summary. So for this dream, the themes seem to be about a message from the higher self or beyond, reassurance, panic, and worry. The symbols were the UFO, bright lights, wheels, a probe or probes, and a message. The emotions was mostly fear, and the archetypes, excuse that was one of my stupid cats. The archetypes was alien, which is what I chose, because really it was, apart from myself and my husband, it was this alien presence. So in the interpretation, I felt like it was a prophetic dream. And even though my husband was always having to solve other people's problems, he was annoyed and worried that his superiors didn't value him and they continued to heap work onto him, even though he was the one who was doing his work in a timely and professional manner. UFOs and aliens represent the higher self or spiritual assistance. Some say that UFOs have replaced religion, and that they're also symbols of higher powers. In this case, I felt that it could have been a message from beyond, or even just our own psyches issuing a warning. Bright lights symbolize illumination, alerting us to the fact that all will be revealed. And another side note, I really felt bad for him thinking that one day he's going to have a heart attack. I was really concerned about not only his mental health, but his physical health. The wheels turning in the sky could be a pun. Wheels of the mind turning, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, or momentum and things happening. Also, machinations of the powers that be. The probes and orbs trying to pierce our eyes simply indicated a message trying to penetrate our field of vision. The message showed that there would be something to deal with, but that would have turned out fine in the end, according to the dream and the message in the dream. So as a summary, it was an ongoing issue for my husband, so it would have been nice to see that people would have finally started recognizing his worth and abilities. An update that came later on, which was interesting, he didn't end up with the job that he was looking at, but a far better job became available later on that year. And he was so much happier with a better job title, more money, and at that new job they treated him well and appreciated his skills as a QA manager. He got to have weekends off and didn't get phone calls all through the night. So it's interesting that it was only a few months later that this all happened. So maybe the dream was prophetic. The next dream we're going to explore is another one I had in 2015, which was mostly about me. I titled it Caring for the Totems. As noted in the blog that I mentioned earlier about dreaming, that I've got the link to in the notes of this episode, the self is often represented by animals and appears when some kind of order is being restored within ourselves. I had that dream where it featured three animals, and the main theme was providing sustenance and care for the animals, therefore myself. I was walking through the bush, which wasn't really a forest, and the conditions were similar to a drought. The first animal I saw was an alligator who was running down a dirt wall, or maybe the banks of a dry river. I wasn't afraid, but it was rushing at me, and I felt like I needed to provide food and water for it due to the drought. I walked on and saw a dry river with only a muddy puddle and a little water. Somehow I knew that there would be rain or water soon, and that there was a lake filled with water somewhere close. As I tried to locate it, I saw the alligator going in the direction of the lake, and I felt a little relieved. Then I saw a brown horse, a little thinner than it should have been. And incidentally, in Chinese astrology, my sign is the horse and the element is fire, which represents an impetuous nature, strong and capable, but sometimes willful and passionate. Definitely me. I felt sorrow over the condition of the horse, and I called it over to me. It came over and followed me to a field of wheat. I sat down and it lay its head in my lap as I fed it grasses and wheat. I was happy to feel the energy coming from the horse because there was such a need for it to get well, and there was a lot of emotion at that point. Then I went on into a dense part of the bush where it was almost a forest and it was dark. I found a huge tree that was also like a tall row of cupboards. Inside it was hollow and dry. There was a cute little chipmunk on one of the shelves higher up and it scampered down to my hands. It was so tiny and adorable, I felt a rush of love for it. When I looked around, I could see that it had been gathering food for itself, but still felt that I needed to take care of it. So, the themes, it was overall about taking care of the self. And the symbols included sustenance, nurturing, food, a dry river, wheat, tree, and drought. The emotions included love, devotion, compassion, and concern. And the archetypes were animals, like I said, alligator, horse, and chipmunk. So, the interpretation. As mentioned earlier, the theme was about healing and taking care of the self. At the time, I was concerned with my health, and I'd been eating whole foods and just trying to stay away from junk, And I also started taking multivitamins, and I noticed great improvement in my general health as well as some weight loss. First, the alligator as a totem can represent the mother or mothering nature within. The alligator can be ferocious and attacks with vigor. It runs fast on land and it's deadly in water, stalking with great levels of stealth. When they take their prey, they tumble and twist underwater, doing the death roll, in order to either stun or kill it. They then stash their meal in an underwater larder. The alligator guards the borders between water and land and can be both hostile and gentle. They represent primordial energies, survival, power, and wisdom. The fact that I needed to find it water might show that my own habitat and my body needed water. It was funny because at the time we were having plumbing problems, so that's interesting. My energy levels had been getting better, but I sensed that the dream was telling me to step it up. The alligator going off to find the lake shows that I was able to take care of myself and that I'm resourceful. And the horse, as mentioned, is my main totem, and it symbolizes power. In the dream, the power seemed somewhat depleted. And the totem also symbolizes impatience, which is very true for me, transforming wounds into wisdom, sexuality, stamina, and freedom. Horses live in groups, so it could indicate that I needed to take care of the group and family as well as myself, which is an ongoing issue. And the fact that I was feeding and nurturing it and then feeling its strength coming back shows that I was on the right track. The chipmunk was probably a symbol of the child in me, taking care of itself as I had to do when I was growing up, but still needing attention. The chipmunk represents agility and mobility, youthful energy, scattered energies, which was true for me, hoarding and organization. I feel that the chipmunk was letting me know that it was okay, but I still felt like I needed to keep an eye on it, which is true for all of us. We all need to take care of the inner child. So, as a summary, I felt like it's pretty self-explanatory, taking care of myself and others. The self had been revealed and advised that I needed to continue living healthily, physically and spiritually. Restoration, organization, using my power wisely, and living an authentic life were the key messages there. So I think we've got enough time. I'm going to go into a third dream, which was a really fun dream, and I titled it Gay Cheese Party. It was also in 2015, and first an explanation. This dream was not about homosexual cheese. There were lots of gay men and a lot of cheese in the dream. Even though you can never tell why your subconscious lumps certain things together, the main themes in the dream I had related to gay men and cheese. When I was searching online for images of cheese, I found myself saying over and over, "That cheese isn't gay enough." I've never associated cheesiness with gayness, so it tickled my fancy. Also, I discovered that looking for good cheese is like looking for good porn. You want a variety, but at the same time, something specialized and unique. Your particular tastes dictate what you're looking for, and for me, it wasn't exactly cheese with a gay quality. It was more like what is tasteful, yet encompasses all the varieties of cheese. Like porn, cheese can be sumptuous, creamy, and exciting, or old, cheap, and boring. One more thing, I have a rampant love for gayness and a demonic obsession with cheese, so please don't think I'm making fun of the LGBTQA+ community. I grew up around gay people, shared houses with them, and still have many gay friends to this day. I loved and love them very much, just like any other human in my spheres. Now, on with the dream. I arrived at a party hosted by gay men who were older and very flamboyant, typically hilarious and dramatic. The setting had a lot of white frills, lace and kitschy items with walls the colour of burnt orange. The hosts were lounging on a white sofa, drinking and chatting. When I came over and sat on an ottoman in front of them, they all greeted me wearily. I asked if anything was wrong, and the main host, who was also wearing white, rolled his eyes, heavy with eyeliner, and said, "No one bothered to bring food. All we have is crackers and booze." I was excited, as I had two large bags with me, filled with a variety of cheeses. I stood up and announced the fact that I'd brought cheese, and they were all very happy and followed me as I went to the table. I pulled out a beautiful Brie, shiny Swiss, heavenly blue vein, no pun intended, creamy Havarti, nutty Gouda, sharp cheddar and a rindy Camembert, to name a few. They all gathered excitedly around the table with oohs and ahs, groans and giggles. As they started eating, I took off my coat. It was long and colourful. A few of the men turned to watch, telling me how gorgeous I was and that my new clothes were definitely an improvement. I looked like a 70s space cadet. I was wearing white jeans, a powder blue t-shirt with a bright red emblem across the chest, and my hair was black with red streaks along the front. One of the men came over as I checked myself out in the mirror and said to me, "Ooh, I love the black and red, so trendy." I was very happy and excited to be noticed, also to be thought of as trendy. So the themes were partying, generosity and sharing, celebration, appearances and validation. The symbols included cheese, white decor, burnt orange walls, ottoman, quiche or quiche items, or kitsch, however you want to say it, clothing, hair, makeup, large bags, crackers and so on. The emotions included camaraderie, happiness, acceptance, flattering, excitement and satisfaction. The archetypes were men, a variety and a level of gayness or levels of gayness such as flamboyant, straight acting, dramatic, etc. And the interpretation for me, what stood out was the overall theme of making people happy and being appreciated. A party atmosphere shows engagement and ideas of being invited, accepted and having fun. The white decor hints at purity and a feeling of back to the basics. The frills and kitschy ornamentation denotes things such as bells and whistles in regards to how I decorate my life and the things I'm doing in it, especially with promoting and marketing myself. I've always considered burnt orange as a throwback to the 70s, as my mother used a lot of burnt orange, purple and lime green when I was a child. Maybe the dream was telling me to remember what it was like being carefree and playful. And men, which are the animus in a woman's dream, or men as gay men, represent my masculine side that's not afraid of being considered different or flamboyant. There was a power to them in terms of just being themselves, not caring about what people thought of them and doing what they pleased. I was completely comfortable in their presence and felt like I was one of them. I was so happy to bring them the cheeses and delighted in their excitement. Sitting on the ottoman rather than on the couch with the others seems like I was still feeling like an outsider or perched waiting for an invitation. Cheese is an ancient food that symbolizes satisfaction, nourishment, decadence and wealth. With cheese, you don't have to have anything else, as it's a luxurious item that can stand alone. Even though dried or fresh fruit, crackers, crusty bread, cured meats, deep red wines or white wines can make a wonderful addition, cheese by itself represents a complete meal or snack. The fact that I had two bags of them is not a mystery to me, as I'm known among my friends and family to be the bringer of cheeses, meats and other delicacies to any event, whether a party, watching a movie or chatting over good wine. Wearing outrageous clothing represents my persona and how I present myself to the world, that were big themes for me at the time and still reverberate to this day. I've mentioned in other dreams on my blog that with promoting and marketing my books, I felt like I was becoming a crazy version of myself, as I'm normally quiet and reserved in public or around people I don't know. The black and red hair denotes an increase in status, being prepared to show a flamboyant side to myself and not afraid to be different, something I'm a little bit scared of still to this day. So, the summary, obviously to join the party and not to be afraid of letting myself go and being myself. I have a lot to give and share, and I shouldn't be afraid to do so. I need to find and show my power and ability to be creative and individual. In doing so, I will be able to help and share what I know and my talents and everything with others, not because I'm out there bleating about my products and services, but because I'm offering something that has quality and is unique like me. So, now you should have an idea about what to expect in terms of my processes and methods. So if you'd like to submit your dream for a chance to be interpreted on the Dream Depository podcast, send it via email to me at kellyproudfoot@gmail.com. And if you feel so inclined, you can donate to the podcast. Just look for the love heart at the top right of the corner, top right corner of the website, or the link under the notes. So until we meet again, pleasant dreams.